Hi, travelers. This is Sophie Kaner.
And this is Kevin Vibert.
And we wanted to let you know that our next episode, The Sport of Nymphs Part 2, is going to be released in 3 weeks instead of the usual two. I actually have a really great reason.
Oh, you have a really good reason.
Yeah, I have a really great reason, which is that our live show is coming up on July 15th.
Wait, we have a live show?
Yeah, some of us do. Are you coming?
I might be busy that day. Hold on, I gotta check.
Well, if you're not washing your hair, I really recommend that you come.
I'm not washing my hair.
I'm so excited about it. We've been working so hard. I'm so excited to meet everyone who's coming.
And it, like, let me tell you, I have been sitting in on rehearsal, and it looks very good.
It's going to be amazing.
Really, really excited.
So we'll see you there. For those of you who bought tickets, we'll see you on July 15th. And for those of you who didn't, we will be releasing details later on how to access the filmed version, which will be available for purchase on our store.
Sophie, we've got one other point of business today.
What is it?
Today's episode is sponsored by Fat Owl Fashions.
I literally can't think of anything cuter in the whole world than a fat owl.
A fat owl. How do we feel about a little fat owl or a big fat owl?
Oh, one of each.
One of each. Oh, yeah, you won. Let me tell you a little bit about Fat Owl Fashions, though.
Please.
They are a small, queer-owned fashion boutique.
Yay!
They specialize in plus sizes, gender non-restrictive clothing, and adaptive clothing for the disabled community. They offer original designs, custom clothing and costumes, and pride wear and accessories.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, when we were looking through their offerings, when we were looking through what they had on their store, they had some really, really good t-shirts up there.
What was your favorite one?
I keep on flipping backwards between Ace Ventures and Transosaurus.
Oh, those are so good. Okay, well, the one I really liked was Lesby Fins. It's this shirt that's a picture of two mermaids holding hands. And I just really relate to it because I, too, am a lesbian mermaid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's weird, actually. They got a picture of Sophie and put it right on the shirt. That's not true.
Yeah, that's not true. There isn't a shirt of me. However, Fat Owl Fashions, if you would like to make a shirt of me,
hello,
I'm sure we could work something out.
You know you've made it. When? Fat Owl Fashions is based out of Lincoln, Nebraska, and their website is fatowl.fashion. That's FATOWL.FASHION. Or you can find them on Facebook or Instagram under Fat Owl Fashion.
And for our listeners, there is a special offer. You can use the discount code Penumbra at checkout to receive 15% off your total order. So head on over to fatowl.fashion and support a small, queer-owned, indie business, because that's what we're all here for, right? Check them out and then tell us what you got.
Good evening, traveler, and welcome to the Penumbra. Take your seat, please. Take your seat. The junction lies ahead, so if you'll allow me just a moment. We are now passing through the Lake of Tranquility. Our next stop, the Sportive Nymphs.
Tracker go, finding a shortcut around the Lake of Tranquility that not even the Queen knew about.
It's really not that impressive.
Of course it is! Who else would have known about that pond hidden in the jungle?
It's not hard to find, if you know about the breeding patterns of mosquitoes.
Ew! Or who knew that horses could swim? Could swim good, even.
Yeah, horses are real good swimmers, Mark.
Oh, come on. What are you worried about? If our new friend at the docks came through for us, and you know she did.
Sir Mark, you didn't.
Then the boat those knucklehead knights are waiting for has got more holes in it than your undershirt. And that means they'll have to wait for another one, and blammo! Just like that, you and I are 2 weeks ahead of them, and that means we're gonna bag the biggest monster of all time! Just the two of us! Three, I mean.
Come on.
Your horse doesn't count.
You don't know that this monster is that big a deal. Those are just rumors.
Just rumors, he says. Then let's take a look at the cold, hard facts. Some cunning monster slithers into the citadel and burgles a beautiful maiden and kills like 100 people.
We'd have noticed if 100 people were dead. Probably.
Well, it must have done something bad, because who did the queen send after it? The two top monster slayers in the citadel. A new investigator general, the first in a century, and you remember what a pain she was. With a hunting team like that, this thing has to be like the biggest monster ever.
Sir Caroline was a really good fighter.
I heard it's a lizard dragon man with 1,000 arms. And we've got ear witness testimony on that one, Tal. People heard Sir Damien say he saw it.
Sir Mark, this seems like a really bad idea.
All the good ideas are bad ideas.
This area is one of the most dangerous in the Citadel. Did you ask Rilla if she heard anything about this dragon man, even?
Of course not. That'd be cheating. Also, she would have told me this was too dangerous. And also, I'm really bad at lying to her, so I didn't visit before I left.
If we wanted to make a good impression with the Queen, why don't we protect the Citadel while the Queen's best knights are away? That'd be safer and smarter.
Safer? Yes. But smarter? Also yes. That plan is missing something that mine has, though. Lean in. Come on, Tal. Lean. The girl the monster stole is supposed to be very pretty.
Oh.
Oh? Oh, do I sense some interest in there, Sir Talfrin? Maybe dreaming about that beautiful lady waiting to be rescued in that dragon man's castle?
Ha! 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 Yeah, definitely.
It'd be a first, right? I mean, in the stories, all this knighting around is about saving damsels from towers and rescuing them from human sacrifice and untying them from horse tracks. I never really got why that last one was such a thing, honestly. I mean, why can't the horse just go around?
Mark, don't you think we ought to focus on our mission?
I'm just saying that for all those stories, I've never once saved a princess. Ever!
But...
Don't be boring, Tal. We never talk about girls. That's something brothers are supposed to do, right? Come on, have some fun. You know what kind of girls I like?
No, and I was kind of hoping we could keep
it that... I like ladies that are like... Like the wind.
Yeah. Eh?
How? But what does that mean?
Your turn. Come on, Tal. Just feel it out. You'll get there.
Me? I guess I like women that are like the wind, too. Then.
Like the wind? Come on, Tal. What does that mean? That doesn't mean anything. Get specific.
Mark, I don't know if I should. I mean, but, yeah, you've basically said everything. I think I'm all set.
Talfrin!
I like women with nice... smells?
I mean, yeah, me too, buddy, but that seems like a prerequisite more than something to get excited about.
For saints' sake, stop thrashing!
Sir Mark, those two men are drowning!
See, Tal? Our moment as heroes has already started! I got back to my workshop while we were home, and I've got a few new inventions up my sleeve. Take this, water! Net bomb! Yeah! Ha-ha! It worked!
Flattering!
Now grab the rope and help me pull him in!
Come on. Pull them in. Ah!
Blast this pentacled beast. I can't get a grip on it.
My knife. Sir Angelo, hand me my knife.
Nope, change my mind. Throw them back. Throw them back,
Sir Mark.
There you are, my friend. Huzzah! The beast is slain.
Isn't a beast at all, just a net.
Oh, come on. Now they broke my invention.
Your invention?
I'll have you know that accosting a knight of the crown is a serious offense. You cad, you brute, you...
Oh. So it's... you.
Sir Damien, do you know these curs?
Excuse you? Nobody calls us curs except our mother.
And she always clarifies that she's kidding afterwards, which is very important to me.
They're of no concern to us, Sir Angelo. They're only imitators. Pretenders to knighthood who tell tall tales and expect to be rewarded for their imagined efforts.
We're what? Imitators? Like a fan club? Ha ha ha! Well, isn't that a delight? I thank you, good sir. Keep this up and perhaps I shall name you my honorary squire for the day. It's quite a charming invention you've cobbled together.
Fan club? Squire? Charming?
A typical exaggeration from this blowhard. Quite an invention, Mark. Do you really think you were the first man to think of the fishing net?
Hey, all right, so it's not one of my greatest hits or anything, but that's just because I've been busy. I've been working on a tool that'll knock your socks off.
Sock remover! My, that sounds handy. I think I've rather taken a liking to these young fans of ours.
We're older than both of you!
A moment, please, Mark. As ever, dearest rival, your heart proves too open for its own good. Mark is as the simple tick. Given an inch of open skin, he latches on and sucks from the greatness of others. Even...
Perhaps it is best you not say her name, Sir Damien. Your armor is already soaked through.
Quite. Do you understand now?
I believe so. But the man's culinary predilections aside, why need I fear him? My armor covers my skin entirely. He shan't drink from my blood.
Mark, that's kind of rude.
Then I'll put it in terms more direct, my friend. This one on the horse is... the salamander.
The what?
Begads, him? The brigand Sir Absalon spoke of?
Precisely. Mark the salamander, who took the tests of knighthood hundreds of times, who only ever passed when he cheated.
Sir Mark didn't cheat. He would never.
If you call me that one more time, I'll make you regret it, Damien.
Our mentor, the great Sir Absalon the Quick, saw you cheat with his own eyes. You fed the testing beast to make it slower, more docile.
The only thing I fed the beast was a chunk of my own shoulder after Absalon threw bacon grease on me.
And whose word do you expect us to take? A lauded knight of the Citadel, or you? Do you know why they call him the Salamander, Sir Angelo?
Sir Damien, perhaps you shouldn't.
That's it!
Because he is deceptive. As slippery as a salamander.
That's not it! But I'm gonna hit you anyway.
Mark, wait! You can't do this. Think about Rilla.
Fine.
Now shake on it.
Tell friend.
I'm serious. We have to get along with him, Sir Mark. He's going to marry our best friend someday.
Fine. All right, Damien, let's get this over with. Damien?
Sir Damien, it is unbefitting of a knight to deny a call for peace. And they are friends of... Well, you know who I... My, he's gone rather pale, hasn't he?
And he's shaking a lot.
For saint's sake, man, pull yourself together.
Oh, my heart, the very furnace of my life, the fire of my being, my Rilla. It's been weeks, weeks.
What?
Did something happen to Rilla?
Of course. You haven't heard? A cunning four-armed lizard has struck the Citadel and stolen Rilla from her bed. Sir Damien and I are in hot pursuit of the beast, but it must have sabotaged our boat. The scoundrel!
Four-armed lizard.
Snuck into the Citadel.
The best monster slayers in hot pursuit.
And so the beautiful maiden is... Rilla?
Sir Mark!
Saints above! Now some pox of the heart has racked your brother, too!
But now we can't save Rilla, right?
I can't believe the girl I was hoping to kiss was...
Rilla! Why aren't you more upset about this?
Am I supposed to be?
Oh, Tal, she's basically our sister.
Your
sister? Rilla has no salamander's blood, you fraud.
Maybe not, but she's still our family. That's why Tal and I are going to save her.
You will do no such thing. I will save Rilla.
You wish.
Guys, does it really matter
who... She is my fiancé, my love.
Yeah, well, she is our Rilla.
Friends, please. The boy has a point.
Boy?
Perhaps we shall each save half of her,
And give anything to him? I think not.
Not like you'll have a choice. We'll get there way before you.
You too? Best the Citadel's greatest knights at... anything? Never.
Oh, yeah? Prove it!
Name the place and time.
How about right here, right now?
What was that?
Our challenge. Whoever saves this woman first is the better knight.
Tal, give him your horse. I don't want to hear him whine about cheating when he loses.
Guys, I don't feel good about this. That person sounds like she really needs our help.
Then it sounds like you'd better get off that horse now, doesn't it?
Oh... I'm three.
Guys, it sounds like she really needs...
One.
Two.
Three. Oh, but I never can resist some friendly competition. Come along, good Talfarin.
Oh, I hope she's okay.
Being slow, sore loser.
Ah! Ha! Fear not, dear maiden.
I'll save you. Ah! From nothing?
Do you see a monster?
None at all. She appears to be screaming in this clearing alone. Milady, is there any... danger here that we can assist you with?
We're not just, like, interrupting your private time, hopefully?
Aha! Here at last!
Is everything okay?
They're here! They're all here!
Please, milady, I implore you to settle your spirits and speak. Who are the they you speak of?
You, of course! Everybody, look! The competitors are here!
Uh-oh.
Saints above! The trees are filled with women!
Hey, guys, has anybody else noticed this clearing is kind of weird? All the markings in the grass, the lines and numbers?
It appears to be a field for some sort of competition.
Of course it is, sillies. Nymphs love sport.
Sport! 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 Sport!
Sunny Game 28,955 is already here, and boy is it a good day for sport, let me tell ya. Nice breeze and the sky is clear as Game 41 with the Southern Frost Twins. What a game! What a game!
And we'll be your announcers on this beautiful day. And why is today so beautiful, Pitt?
Cause it's always beautiful when we get to see some sport!
Mark?
I know, buddy. This looks like a trap.
Sir Angelo... my bow will watch the trees while you protect the civilians.
It is done.
Who's the best of the best? Who will be the hero to end all heroes? Who will free the beautiful damsel from her chains? We'll find out today in sport.
Sir Damon, shall we retreat?
On second thought, that damsel may need our help.
Don't want to let a lady down, and... we never settled our bet.
Kitley, do you mind telling our challengers what they can expect?
You see, what we have here is your classic sports setup. 45,000 years old, Sonny, that's nearly as old as sport itself.
Year 50,000 is coming in hot, Pit.
You better believe it. But anyway, so you got two teams of two qualifying rounds before the finals. The winners of the two qualifiers will go on to the final challenge, and whoever proves they've got it will release the damsel.
So that's one member of each team for each qualifier. But Pit, hang on. What if the same team wins both qualifiers?
Even with two athletes working side by side, the finals don't come free, Sonny. Hell, that reminds me of the old O'Reilly...
You hear that, Tal? Looks like we're going to save a damsel after all.
But Mark, What happens to the losing team?
I don't know. We're not going to lose, so it doesn't really matter, does it?
I'm just going to ask.
No, we can't show them any weakness. They're too full of themselves already.
We're ready to grind these two into the ground, nymphs.
And we accept their challenge, fair maidens of the wood.
Sounds like our athletes are champing at the bit down there. So what do you say we get this started, huh? Time to pick the qualifying rounds. Bring out the helmet.
Well, isn't this exciting?
Did anybody else notice that helmet they're pulling those slips of paper out of has bloodstains on it?
Why do you ask, false knight? Are you thinking about quitting?
Dalfrin!
What have we got there, Pitley?
First round, swordplay. Nope, sorry. I read that wrong. First round, wordplay.
A crowd favorite. Let's hope I get as lucky. Round two is single combat. Now choose your teams, athletes, and pick which of you will take on each challenge. You have 10 minutes to strategize, and then let the games begin.
Sir Angelo, where have you been?
My apologies. These fairest of nymphs asked to know our names and titles, and I could not leave them in distress.
Please remember, my friend, beautiful though they may be, these nymphs are monsters.
I cannot believe that creatures with a love for something as wholesome as sport can be purely evil, Sir Damien. Perhaps they are monsters with some good in them, as it was with the loyal crocodile hound.
Perhaps. But is it possible that monsters with such souls might be...
Focus, Sir Angelo. We must let their captive languish no longer. The preliminary rounds were Saint sent. We shall play to our strengths and save her quickly. You will take single combat.
But Sir Damien...
Mark is known for his quick tongue. Inevitably, he will take wordplay. I will defeat him in the first round, and then you and I will end this together.
But taking our specialties so quickly, that doesn't seem in competitive spirit. And the besaddled one did invent that device.
He did not invent the net!
My kind, kind friend, I agree that it is a shame that we cannot trust these men. They would be valuable allies, as Sir Caroline was, for moving through the world as she has, in a life quite different from ours, has clearly gifted her with ways of thinking that you and I would never come to.
Very true. Very true.
And so I am certain that given Mark's situation, he, too, must have a perspective of great value in our mission. But the simple fact is that he cannot be trusted. Sir Absalon was most clear about that. And so we must defeat him quickly and continue on our own.
Your theories on perspective are most interesting, Sir Damien.
I hope we may prove them safely soon. Now.
Why, yes! The Queen does not keep many knights with tall brothers, does she? An oversight! I shall speak with her directly upon our return.
Angelo, that isn't quite what
Soft-bodied siblings, then? Horses with names?
Your horse has a name, my friend.
Saints above, so he does.
Why are you bringing me down here? I'm just saying. Have you ever heard of this sport before? Or these nymphs?
Of course I haven't. You heard them. This game's all about tradition. And they said the tradition was to play it once every 1,000 years. Everyone who played it before is dead by now.
But, Mark, that doesn't make...
Does it matter anyway? Think about the woman they've got locked up. Someone's got to save her.
And there's something really weird about the way they keep saying damsel all the time.
Sure, it's kind of an old word, Tal, but you don't have to make fun of their dialect.
I'm serious.
Yeah, I know. But I have a surefire strategy to win this thing, Tal, so you've got nothing to worry about.
Really?
Of course. Just let me take single combat. I've got a plan.
Single combat? You want to fist fight Sir Angelo?
No way is it going to be Angelo. Listen. Damien's so full of himself, he's probably sending Angelo out to bomb the first round, so I'll pass on to the finals, and he can fight me there. So we're going to play smarter. Surprise him.
Mark.
You'll beat Angelo at wordplay no problem, because you've got plural brain cells. I'll take out Damien, and you and I'll go sweep that pretty maiden off her feet in the finals. What do you say?
But it's single combat, Sir Mark. What if they don't let you bring Dampierre?
Oh, that's the plan, Tal. Just you wait.
Get started with wordplay.
mind telling us how it worked, Pitley?
Wordplay's an old favorite. Dates all the way back to the days of asking riddles in trees and throwing acorns when they get them wrong. Two champions are going to prove their bravery by doing the scariest thing there is, reciting original poetry to a live audience of 2,000 pretty girls.
Poetry? Mark, I don't know anything about poetry.
Uh-oh.
I was so worried about your challenge that I didn't even think about mine. What are we going to do, Mark?
It's just Angelo, buddy. Just calm down, all right? That big moron's going to insist he goes first anyway.
With your permission, Mistresses Budkin and Pitley, I will volunteer to deliver the first poem.
There, see? Just take a deep... That was the wrong moron, wasn't it?
Mark!
Our first team comes complete with a recommendation by Queen Mira herself. Best monster slayers, best rivals, and best friends, they are Sir Angelo the Strong and Sir Damien the Pious.
Yes, thank you, you're too kind. My esteemed forest spirits, it is my honor to entertain you this day. I present to you a tale of competition and excitement, a song of strife on the field of battle and love on the sidelines, a four-hour epic that will make your hearts ache and your spirits soar.
The athletes should probably be reminded that their poems can't take more than 2 minutes to recite.
A two-minute ballad that will change your very conception of drama. I give you The Battle at World's End. So to the west, the lifeless west, the troubadour did trot. Through boughs of burning red and gold, 'twas solitude she sought. When clash the iron thundered low, have at thee the reply. And 'neath the leaves, the forest's eaves, she heard their battle cry.
Mark, my mind's a blank. I don't know how to say poetry. I barely even know how to say words.
Stay
I'm so...
with me, Tal. You can do this.
Poetry is just a bunch of pretty words about nature, right? You know everything about nature. Just say some of that.
Anything?
Anything. Come on, try it out.
Okay. You can get a quick survey of the wild fruits that grow in the area if you look for bear droppings, because the unripe berries don't get digested, and then...
Yeah, okay, no, stop.
I don't think that was a poem, Mark.
Of course it was. It was just too experimental for this crowd.
Battled till the end. Thank you.
Pistols and stamens. Now that was a poem.
Don't usually see a crowd this excited during wordplay, Sonny. I hope the other boys got brains to match their looks, because the competition today is fierce.
Well, what do you say we find out? Our next team hails all the way from the Second Citadel, and according to my inside source, they're on a family vacation. Isn't that sweet?
Sure is, Sonny. Sure is.
Mark.
All right, just try this then. I want you to say, roses are red, violets are blue, and then just follow it up with whatever's in your heart.
Anything?
Just so long as it's not about droppings. Yeah, now go!
So let's meet them, shall we? Say hello to our brothers in arms, Mark the Salamander and Talfrin the other one.
Hey.
And it looks like Talfrin's up first. Give him a hand, everybody. He sure got one tough act to follow.
Sir Damien, you assured me that Mark would take wordplay.
They're up to something, Sir Angelo. Watch them carefully.
Don't let them get in your head, Tal. Just remember what I told you and poem your big heart out.
Okay. Hello, everybody. My name is Talfrin, and this is my poem. Roses are red, violets are blue.
No, they're not.
I think that might be it, Pitley.
Give the kid a second. Lots of great plays to make here. Word plays full of surprises, full of surprises.
Tal, what are you doing?
It's not true, Mark. Violets aren't blue. They come in pretty much every color except blue. They can be white and yellow and pink, and they're even called violets. So why does everyone say they're blue?
Pitley?
Word plays full of surprises, Sonny.
This ain't one of them.
There you have it, ladies.
Sir Damian the Pious is moving on to the finals. Now don't go anywhere, because the next round is just about to begin. Athletes, would you please follow our lovely attendants to the single combat arena?
Mark, I'm sorry.
Don't be. It's my fault for only thinking about my round.
Right, but that means you're going to fight Sir Angelo?
Yep. Not exactly ideal, but I'll make it work. And besides...
Hey, boys. I'm heading over to single combat. Wanna join?
Every cloud's got a silver lining, you know what I'm saying? On our way, beautiful.
No, I don't.
While we're waiting for Sir Angelo and Mark to suit down, why don't you tell us a little about single combat, Pitley?
Love to, Sonny, love to. Single combat's basically your ideal showdown. Stripped down to nothing but your underwear and a stick for hitting the other guy with. The first athlete to knock the other out of the circle takes it. Each one gets to bring in one non-magical article of clothing to keep them decent. But besides that, it's nothing but two men and a few concussions.
Sounds exciting, Pip.
It's lost its edge, if you ask me. In the old days, we didn't even give them the underwear. Just slathered them in honey, sat back, and enjoyed the show.
Sounds like a sexy time, Pip.
You bet, Sonny. You bet. But if you want more sport, you have to make a few compromises. I miss those old games sometimes. Thousands of years of anticipation.
And it looks like Mark and Sir Angelo are ready for single combat. Approach the ring, champions, and let the games begin.
Go get him, Mr. Knight.
Sir Damian, this doesn't feel as fair as I'd hoped.
I'm certain that Mark planned it that way. We gave him the honorable option, and he did not take it. Remember that.
Oh, I don't mind beating the salamander around a little. He seems perfectly competent. I mean only... I wouldn't want to harm an innocent horse.
The steed of a demon rides also in the devil's army, my compassionate rival, and that horse rides for him. Do you follow?
Then the horse is a demon.
Metaphorically, yes.
Why,
but...
thank you, Sir Damian. You are as wise as ever. Sir Angelo is prepared for single combat. Down, you beast of hell. You infernal steed. You... Well, hello, Mark. Where is your demon horse?
Oh, Dampierre's over there.
Hello, Mark!
But you...
I realized it probably wasn't fair for you to fight both of us in single combat, right?
That is very honorable of you. May I ask also where your underwear has gone?
Ah, don't need it. I've got these.
Yes, I can see that. Your greaves are impressive, but...
They're just metal socks, actually. You like? Made them myself.
Can we expect your underwear to join us at any point?
See, I'd love to, but I can't. The one pair I've got on me is enchanted. Long story, makes it so I don't get sores from sitting on Dampierre all day. Got him off patrol with a skin condition. These passed inspection, though. You want to look them over?
No. I think if the nymphs are satisfied, I shall be too.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. You think I like sitting in the dirt in front of a crowd of beautiful women, naked as the day I was born?
My experience says that you should not... And yet your eyes seem to imply you do. Greatly.
Yeah, well, you got me.
Are our competitors ready for single combat?
I'm ready.
Need a minute?
Your style is unique, Mark. I look forward to learning from this battle. Sir Angelo the Strong is ready for combat.
All right, then. 3, 2, 1, single combat! It looks like we don't have to wait long for surprises in this round. Mark has put down his weapon.
I've never seen such a stance. You must be a master of the blade.
Master of something, all right.
Got him.
Looks like he pulled a ring of keys out of his socks. Incredible. Is that even legal, Pit?
The whole spirit of single combat's in your prep and in your mental game, Sonny. Honestly, I can't think of a move more legal than pulling keys out your hose. I don't think I need to remind you about the...
Sir Angelo, don't give him a chance to cheat you. Finish this.
Prepare yourself, Mark.
I just gotta flip this clasp, move that pin, turn the key, and then...
Ha! It looks like Mark's completed whatever process he's hidden in his stockings. But will it be enough? Look at the muscles on Sir Angelo.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking, Sonny.
That's, a powerful throw!
Lift with your legs, Angie. You're going to throw your back out.
Of course. My thanks. Saints, man. I was told you were the salamander, not the elephant.
I'll tell you my secret if you do me a favor.
But of course.
Throw the match?
That I cannot do.
Then I'll settle for you never calling me the salamander again, because I kind of hate it.
It is already done. My sincerest apologies.
Hey, bygones. It's the metal socks. When I turn this key in the lock at the thigh here, they shoot two big tentpole spikes into the ground. You'd have to lift the whole arena if you want to get me out of here.
Saints, how cunning! Devices that can outperform even my strength. Impressive.
It is not impressive. They're just tent poles. He did not invent the tent pole.
I've been busy, all right? The big one's still coming.
I told you he was a cheat. Fair maidens, I implore you to rule justly and disqualify this deceiver.
Sir Damien is crying foul. Pitt, what do you think?
Mark checked with the referees ahead of time and the socks are legal. Nothing magical about them. Unless the crowd wants him to stop, I don't see why.
Then let single combat continue.
An excellent use of the rules, Mark. Sir Damien was right about you. Your mind can certainly craft strategy that I would never dream of. But perhaps that road goes both ways, hmm?
Did you mean to say that out loud?
Hmm, yes. May I see those keys of yours? I was hoping that by inspecting them, I might learn more about keys.
Yeah, no. Dampierre, catch!
Get back here!
Incredible!
A match that rages inside and outside of the ring! These boys are redefining sport.
So, I'm ready. Let's do this.
Indeed.
Look, the technique from Mark. He's bolted to the floor, and he's still keeping Sir Angelo at bay.
But don't count Sir Angelo out yet, Pitt. Mark's attacks don't move him an inch. And look at the power behind those blows. Mark can parry until the aphids come home, but if Angelo tires him out, then just one hit from that club will do damage no socks are going to fix.
It seems you are no stranger to the blade, my friend.
We've met a few times, yeah? You're not so bad yourself.
Your compliment holds great weight coming from so skilled a competitor. Yet I am afraid our battle must end here. I cannot leave Sir Damien waiting.
He's not waiting. He sounds like he's having a great time.
Come back, you cloven coward. You four-legged fiend. Come back!
Even so, the damsel and Rilla await. I am sorry, Mark.
Unbelievable! Sir Angelo's dropped his weapon and he's retreating.
Not retreating, Sonny. It's that mind game, I tell you, which is great for sport and too bad for me.
You do like your eye candy, Pitt.
What can I say? I'm a nymph with simple tastes. Give me a man with muscles and literally nothing else, Sonny. That's all I'm after.
Sir Mark, I thought you said the plan was to knock Sir Angelo off his feet.
Yeah, well, that one didn't super work. But don't worry, Tal. Your big brother always comes up with a plan.
What is it?
Not sure yet. Let's find out together.
Mark!
Use your weapon all you like, Mark. Once Sir Angelo the Strong has started his charge, nothing can stop him. Prepare to leave this ring and those stockings.
Sir Angelo's entered a runner stance. It looks like...
He's gonna tackle that handsome fellow straight out of the only clothing he's got. No need to dance around it. We're all nymphs here.
Hold me, Pit.
You bet, Sonny.
Sir Mark!
3, 2, 1.
Unbelievable.
You saw it, folks. Nothing can stop Sir Angelo when he's at full charge. Mark the Salamander is the winner of single combat.
Mark, you did it!
Takes years of practice to lie down that quickly, Tal. Take note, your brother's a professional.
Dampierre, over here.
You sinister stallion. You pernicious pony. You.
Thank you. And I'll be taking those.
What a show, ladies. What a show. In the finals, we have Mark the Salamander and Sir Damien the Pious competing to see who can release our damsel from her chains. What do you say, nymphs? Are we ready for the main event?
You shameless. I knew you were a cheater.
Help me up, Dampierre. Don't be lazy.
So? Do you have nothing to say for yourself?
Do you hear that noise, Tal? That annoying whine like a mosquito, or maybe a sore loser that can't take a hint.
Sore loser!
While we prepare for the finals, can we please ask Sir Angelo and Talfrin to report to the announcer's podium?
Sir Mark, something weird is going on here.
A single combat villain? Have you no honor?
Weird is right, Tal. That buzzing just won't stop.
No, I mean,
The way they keep saying damsel doesn't sound right. And then they made that weird noise.
I am speaking to you, salamander.
Hold on a second, Tal. I think Damien might be trying to say something.
You want to repeat that, pal?
You have earned the name more than once today. Sir Angelo was the better warrior, and you knew it. So you brought in something he couldn't beat. That is not a duel!
Mark!
The event was not called duel. It was called single combat. And the rules were...
vague, which you used to your vile advantage.
I strategized!
But Mark!
Come with me, hon.
Just because you two were over there yucking it up about how Angelo was going to beat down the helpless, belly-dragging salamander when you should have been talking strategy.
How dare you accuse me of such vile intent? A knight wouldn't. I wouldn't. You earned that moniker with your wickedness, with your lies, with your...
You get to whine because I found an edge and took it. You're an idiot if
Sir
you don't prepare
Damien,
for
did you
a fight.
See
I
battle.
Outsmarted you.
One of the
deal
best
with it.
Belly dragging? That is not even what salamander means.
Don't be dense.
I can't believe you would suggest that I would call you something so vile.
And another thing. If you cared so much about it being a fair fight, you never would have let me go in there without my horse, you...
Huh?
Where are Sir Angelo and your brother?
Welcome back, ladies. The finals might not be here just yet, but we have something special for you right up on the announcer's podium. Anything you want to say to the crowd, boys?
Mark! Help!
The Budkin woman has arms like steel rods, Talfrin. I can't move an inch.
Talfrin!
Angelo!
You know, it seems like most of them just say help, Sonny. Why is that?
There's no understanding men or humans, Pitt. You're just going to tire yourself out taking on both.
Ain't that the truth? Say, I got a question for our boys here.
Ah, this is it. I can feel her strength flagging beneath the mighty effort of Zer. Never mind.
Just had to tighten my headlock. Go ahead, Pitley.
You both played a great game out there, boys. Some of the best sport we've seen yet. How's it feel to know that within half an hour, one of you is going to be dead?
What?
I don't know about Talfrin, Pitley, but it sounds like Sir Angelo here is overcome with emotion. He's speechless.
That's because you're squeezing his windpipe.
Oh, is that what that's for?
Learn something new every day, Sonny. Speaking of which, let's...
The finals are in the hedged arena, champions. Don't want to leave the crowd waiting.
Right.
Well, I suppose... Saints, forgive me.
Mark!
Don't worry, Tal. I'll get you. No matter what it takes.
This is it, ladies and germinators. Does Mark the Salamander have sharp enough wits to cut through the competition and save his brother? Or will Sir Damien the Pious take his prize with only his bow and divine favor on his side? Who will save the damsel? Who will win the tournament? Who is the better knight and the better man? Find out in the final round of Sport!
If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider donating to The Penumbra on Patreon. Our artists work tirelessly to bring you these stories, and if you have the means, we hope you will support our efforts. Every dollar helps. You can find that page at patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. If you support us on Patreon at a $10 level or higher, you'll receive access to commentary tracks like this one from actors Jason Mellon, Matthew Zonzinger, and M. Sutherland, and co-creator Kevin Vibert.
Reading that script.
Yes. I don't know why Casual Discord is the only one giving a real
name.
You
should smile more.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Since I'm the host, could we go... and we are recording this before hearing the first Second Citadel episode of the half season. Could we go around and say what aspects of Lord Arum we like the most? Just like, what do you think is the most interesting or attractive about Lord Arum?
You can also support The Penumbra by liking us on Facebook, following us on Twitter at The Penumbra Pod, following us on Tumblr at The Penumbra Podcast, telling your friends about us, telling your friends to tell their friends about us, and especially by rating and reviewing our podcast on iTunes. Every rating, comment, and kind word spreads our stories further and inspires us to keep creating more and better tales to come. We would like to give special thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to Camille Blanton, Garrett A. Miller, Jay Yanazelli, Karen Z.H., Cantaloupe, Fiona Parker, Ota Arcana, Reagan, Ko, Kim Zeigen, Atha Lang, Vron, Charlie Spiegel, Minchowski, and Jamie Gunter for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you. Did you know that the Penumbra has merchandise for sale? It's true. The Penumbra has partnered with DFTBA to bring you the posters, shirts, and pins your heart desires. Just go to dftba.com and search for the Penumbra podcast. This tale, The Sportive Nymphs, was told by the following people. Stefano Purdy as Sir Mark, Jason Mellon as Talfrin, Matthew Zanzinger as Sir Damien, M. Sutherland as Sir Angelo, Christy Norris as Sonny Budkin, and Allison Choate as Pidley. The Penumbra is created and produced by Sophie Kaner and Kevin Vibert. If you wish to know more about our ever-expanding, infinitely creative team of artists, musicians, editors, designers, and managers, you can read about them in the show notes of this episode. I'm afraid this is the end of the line for today, dear traveler. We hope you will ride with the Penumbra again soon.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.